This story is read by Leslie McCorkendale. Private Peter Thompson, MM, service number 13971 of the 1st 5th Prince of Wales own West Yorkshire Regiment. Peter Thompson was born in Scone on the 8th of December 1879. He was the fourth of five children born to William and Jane Thompson. At the time, Peter's father was a clerk in a grocer's shop and the family was living in Stormont Road, Scone. Peter was educated at Scone Public School. By 1901, he was a forester on the Scone estate. At the start of World War I, Peter was living in Yorkshire. He enlisted in York on the 5th of December 1914 as a private in the Prince of Wales' own West Yorkshire Regiment. Initially, he was in the 1st, then the 11th, and finally the 1st 5th Battalion. Records indicate that he may have served in South Africa. In 1915, the 1st 5th Battalion mobilised for war and landed in Boulogne. The battalion engaged in various actions on the Western Front, including the Battle of Aubers Ridge. In 1916, it took part in the Battle of Albert, the Battle of Bad Saintin Ridge, the Battle of Potsierre Ridge and Fleur-Courcelette. By 1917, they were in operation in Flanders and took part in the battles of Puel-Capelle, Messines, Bailleul, 1st Kemmel Ridge and 2nd Kemmel Ridge. In April 1918, the 1st 5th Battalion, along with the 1st 6th and 1st 7th, were part of the 146th Infantry Brigade. They took up reserve positions near Fierstraat. On the 24th of April 1918, the 1st 5th and the 1st 6th moved into the front line about 2 miles northeast of Kemmel. This was in preparation for the Second Battle of Kemmel Ridge. The following is an extract from the West Yorkshire Regiment in the war. The Second Battle of Kemmel Ridge. About 2:30 a.m. on the 25th of April, a tremendous bombardment was opened by the enemy on the whole of the British position from Bailleul to Fort-Metzele, near the Ypres-Comines Canal. The official dispatches speak of this bombardment as very violent, whilst an officer of the 1st 6th said, "No one in these sectors had ever heard a bombardment which could be compared with it. Gas shells rained down in thousands, and in a few minutes a thick mist of gas covered the whole forward area. Telephone communications were broken instantly, and companies were cut off from battalions and battalions from Brigade HQ. Under such a bombardment, it seemed incredible that any human being in the forward area could survive to check the onrush of the German infantry. For 2 hours, this storm of gas and high explosive shells swept the area where British troops, crouching in their trenches or pillboxes, awaited with grim determination the onslaught of the grey hordes, which would swarm like locusts over the pockmarked ground when the hostile guns lifted. At 4:30 a.m., the enemy's barrage suddenly lifted. Then followed a few minutes of uncanny silence, though shells could be heard whistling overhead and bursting in the back areas. About 5 a.m., the hostile bombardment began again. The enemy's infantry advanced. Records of the overwhelming attack on the 146th Infantry Brigade are of a disjointed nature, for the violence of the enemy's bombardment had cut all communications. The Brigade HQ diary has the phrase, "No certain news of the frontline companies can be obtained, as no man from the front line rejoined his battalion." From evidence at hand, though, it appears that they all fought at their posts and died there. The 1st 5th Battalion numbered 22 officers and 580 other ranks before the attack. By about 10 p.m. on the night of the 25th of April 1918, there were only 3 officers and 21 other ranks remaining. The battle continued into the next day, with the Germans capturing Kemmel Hill and the Allies withdrawing. It was retaken by the British in September 1918. Peter Thompson was killed in action on the 25th of April 1918 during the Battle of Kemmel Hill, but his body was never found. His name is commemorated on the Tynecott Memorial, panel 42-47, West Flanderen, Belgium. Peter was 38 years old. He was posthumously awarded the Star, the Victory, and the British War Medal. He also received the Military Medal for gallantry in the field. We will remember them.